Morning. It's a privilege to be with you again on this Sunday morning.
早晨好。作为我对我来讲，这是一种怎么讲特权，我们来给大家一起传讲神的话语。
I trust you've had a good Thanksgiving and been very blessed during this week as you think of all the things to be thankful for.
我设想大家一定过了个很好的圣诞节。然后所有应该感恩的事情我们都感恩过了。
It hardly seems possible that we're coming towards the end of the year already. The year has gone by so quickly.
他说时间过得飞快，我们简直不敢想象又到年末了。
In all things though, we can say that God has been good.
所有的事情都向我们指明上帝是好的。
And I trust that as you reflect on this past year that you can see the many ways that God has blessed you and provided for you.
大家可以想象一下，在这过去的一年中，上帝给了我们这么多的祝福保佑。
There is nothing better than the privilege that we have to come and worship and give thanks to God.
我们可以拥有很多特权，但是能够每个礼拜到教会来敬拜上帝是我们最大的特权。
I find constantly in my own life that it's the times when I gather with God's people and we sing his praises and we're reminded of his faithfulness how we are blessed.
我想起我这一生当中每次去教会唱圣诗颂扬上帝，我就觉得我们这一生完全是就被保佑的。
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I would like you to turn to the passage in 2 Timothy, the third chapter.
如果大家有圣经的话，请大家打开那个提摩太后书第三章 ，Chapter 3, right?
Chapter 3.
Yeah. 提摩太后书第三章，这是新约啊。提摩太后书第三章第十到第十七节。
This is one of the great chapters in the Bible.
他说这是圣经里面最好的那个讲述的话语之一。
I must admit that I say that often because God's word is so refreshing to me.
这个上帝的话对我来讲是常常有温故知新的感觉。
I would like to encourage you right now to read aloud together this passage, verses 10 through 17.
他现在就鼓励大家，我们一起来念，念这个提摩太后书第三章，从第十节到第十七节。
Lead them in reading it.
Okay. 大家有没有都翻到了提摩太后书新约？提摩太后书第三章第十到第十七节，在这找到了，我们一起来念。一二三，但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受这逼迫。只是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣得有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
As you've been reading this passage of scripture, can you feel the emotion as the Apostle Paul is writing to his to the young man whom he's mentoring, Timothy?
大家读了这个圣经，可以感觉到那个圣徒保罗他在 对他的那个年轻人，就是提摩太，在讲这些上帝的传讲上帝这些话语的时候，那种热情。
The passage really begins with the encouragement to hold to the truth and be encouraged that God is going to take care of you.
这刚才念的这一段圣经一开头就讲到，就是我们应该明白，上帝为了照顾我们，他是花了很多很多的心血的，我们都得到了保佑。
The passage talks about being patient and the love that God has and that we ought to have for each other as well.
里面还提到，上帝传讲给我们的那些话语、热情、那些关爱，我们都应该在弟兄姊妹之间彼此传递。
I'm sure there have been times that someone has been an encouragement to you, and they have encouraged you to stand firm and to be bold in what you believe and what you do.
我相信大家在人生中一定也遇到这样的人，他们鼓励你在困难当中站立，坚定地站稳，然后面对困难。
And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy and saying to all of us who are Christians.Be bold, be patient. You're going to go through tough times, but God is faithful, He will not fail.
这就是我们刚才念的这段圣经里面那个圣徒保罗对提摩太说的那些话，就是我们在信主的过程中，我们会遇到困难，会有挫折，但是我们要坚定，我们要站稳立场，这个就是说我们必须经过的阶段。
What I really want to draw your attention to, though, further in this passage is verse 16.
我要大家更加注意这个第16节。
In verse 16, it tells us that all scripture is given by God.
这里面说，圣经里面所讲的都是神所默示的。
It is interesting how God, through the Holy Spirit, breathed into the life of men the words that are written in the Bible.
就是这真是一个奇迹，神的话语能够记录下来，写在圣经里。世世代代能传下来。
It does not say just some of the words, but it says all scripture is believable because God has breathed into these men to write God's word for us.
这里面还提到了，就是并不是说圣经里的某一段话语值得我们去记住，而是整本圣经每一句话都是上帝传下来的话语。
There have been many books that I have read and used as study guides that have influenced my life.But no book has influenced my life like the Bible has.
Pastor Jay 说他这一生中读过很多很多的书，有的书也给他教益，但是没有一本书能够像圣经一样给他这么大的教益。
Probably in every Sunday school across the country, they have learned the little song, the B-I-B-L-E.
他说可能在全美国各个教会在那个主日学的时候，大家都唱一首歌叫 BRBOE。
I see Brother Ron shaking his head down here. Do any of you know that little chorus?
有没有其他人都知道这首歌？因为这个壮弟兄他在点头，他一定知道。
It goes something like this. The BIBLE, yes, that's the book for me.
就是他这个歌是押韵的，就 BIBOE， 这是这本书就满足了我的要求。
I stand alone on the Word of God.
我孤独地站在和上帝一起的世界上。
The B-I-B-L-E.
B-I-B-L-E.
Bible.
Oh, Bible. 这就是一个圣经的那个拼起来的 Bible 就圣经。
It is a book that will influence our lives and we need to be in the book in order to grow.
他说这本书就是在我们的生命中是最重要的书，我们应该随着这本书一起成长。
Oftentimes, new believers will say to me, "How come you put so much emphasis on the Bible?"
有些新进相信主的人常常会问我，你怎么可能花那么多的时间在阅读一本圣经上？
Because it's an instruction book that will tell us how God wants us to live.
我就回答他，实际上这是一本上帝应许我们的书，它指示我们应该怎么活着。
I know in past messages that I have said to you, it's been my practice to read through the Bible every year.
他说我以前跟大家提起过，我呢这个人就是建议大家每年要把圣经通读一遍。
There are many ways that you can do that, but one of the ways that I have found helpful has been.
他说有很多方法你可以这么做，但是我发现最有效的方法之一呢是
I will begin on the first day of the year and read from the first chapter of Genesis, the first chapter of Psalms, and the first chapter of Matthew.
他说我是这样做的，从每年的第一天开始，然后呢就读那个创世纪的第一章，然后他什么？诗篇。哦，诗篇，然后再读那新约圣经的马太福音，每年就是刚开始就这么读的。
And then each day after that, I will take the second chapter, the third chapter, and follow along until I've read through the entire Bible in one year.
他说，然后就每过一天，我就念新的一章的那个创世纪，新的一章的那个诗篇和新的一章的马太福音，就这么一点一点下去，一年下来就可以把一本圣经念完。
I would encourage you to find what is helpful for you to read the Bible and to be in it very faithfully as well.
他说我鼓励大家也这么做，就是寻找你自己的方法，最有效的方法，然后把圣经每年都读一遍。
Why would I emphasize that so much this morning? Because I believe it's one of the most important things for us as Christians.
他说我为什么今天早晨要这么强调读圣经呢？因为这是我们基督徒应该做的一件最重要的事情。
Two main reasons that I hope that you can grab a hold of this morning.
今天早晨我希望大家能够掌握的我的讲道的里面的内容呢有两点。
The way you treat your Bible is probably the way that you will treat Jesus Christ as well.
他说第一点就是你如何对待圣经，实际上就是你如何对待我们的耶稣上帝的态度。
Jesus is the living word and the Bible is the written word.
他说耶稣基督是活着的，他的话语圣经呢是他写的话语。
Let me repeat that again because there's nothing more important than I will say this morning than for us to grab a hold of that truth.
他说我来再重复一遍，没有事情比我今天上午要讲的内容当中更重要的，就是我刚才说的那句话，我再重复一遍。
Jesus is the living word.
耶稣是活着的，他的话语。
And the Bible is the written word.
圣经呢是他的话语写下来的话语。
This morning we passed out a card to all of you and the reason that I did that is that I wanted to help you to understand the truth that I've just mentioned.
今天早晨 Pastor J 给大家发了一张这样的小卡片，他希望大家就是能够回去查阅一下上面有非常重要的圣经的话语。
We are not going to go through every scripture passage listed on here, but let me encourage you to do that in your own time.
他说我们今天上午不可能把所有的这些圣经的段落都过一遍，但是我就是鼓励大家回家以后能够查一查，读一读。
You remember what I just said? Jesus is Jesus is the living word, and the Bible is the written word.
大家记得我刚才说了两遍的话吗？就是耶稣是活着的，他的话语，圣经是他写下来的话语。
The Bible says that it is light.
圣经说，圣经呢是光。
Jesus says that he is the light of the world.
然后耶稣说他是世界的光。
The Bible says it's the bread that nourishes us.
然后那个圣经说呢，圣经它是面包，使我们能够喂饱我们。
Jesus says he is the bread of life.
然后那个耶稣说他是人生的面包。
The Bible says it is life.
然后圣经说圣经呢是生命。
And Jesus says he is life.
然后耶稣基督说他就是生命。
The Bible says it is truth.
然后圣经说圣经是真实的真理。
And Jesus says he is truth.
然后耶稣说我就是真理。
I love that passage that's listed here in John 14 that says I am the truth, I am the way, I am the living eternal life.
然后他说我很喜欢约翰福音里头的一句话，耶稣说我是生命，我是光，我是真理。
The Bible is eternal. It goes on forever and ever and ever.
圣经呢是永存的，它就是能够，你看世世代代都过来了，它还会这样世世代代传下去。
And Jesus is eternal as well.
然后耶稣也是永恒的，他是也是这样。
And just one more thing to remind you of this morning, the Bible is flawless. There are no mistakes.
然后另外一件事想提醒大家的是，圣经呢是完美、完美的、无缺的，它是没有任何瑕疵的。
And in the same way, Jesus is flawless.
然后同样的，我们的耶稣基督也是完美的，没有任何罪过的。
Isn't it wonderful this morning to be reminded that this book that's so important to us and the person of Jesus, that they are flawless, they are perfect.
是不是很美好的事情？今天早晨我们讲到了这本圣经是完美无缺的，是完美的。然后圣经，耶稣和相信耶稣的那些人也会成为完美的人。
What I've just shared with you from this little card that you can take with you and look at the scriptures is, there are many, many more scriptures that prove this truth as well.
他说我今天给大家发的这个小卡片上面讲的是很重要的东西，但是整本圣经讲的都是这样同样重要的内容。
If we ignore the Bible, we are ignoring these three things.
如果我们忽视圣经的话呢，我们实际上就忽视了三件事情。
The Father who gave us the Bible.
第一，我们忽视了天父给我们圣经的这个天父。
The Son who is the theme of the Bible.
然后第二呢，我们忽视了这个天父的儿子他给了我们圣经。
And the Spirit who wrote the Bible and wants to teach us to live in it.
然后第三呢，我们忽视了圣灵，他是给我们带来了圣经。
There are three additional things that I would share with you this morning that are very simple for us to learn in this understanding of how important the Bible is.
今天早晨我还想跟大家分享一下三件非常简单的事情，那样就可以使我们更加理解为什么圣经这么重要。
I think you can captivate these things. Just remember these three words, if you will.
如果你们能够记得英语的话，有三个简单的单词大家可以记一下。
The Bible informs.
圣经呢是以这样的一种形式。
The Bible transforms.
然后圣经呢是转换的。
And the Bible motivates.
然后那个圣经呢就是能够激励我们。
Now let me go back and develop those three little simple points.
然后他说我再来把刚才讲的那个三点呢就扩展一下。
First of all, the Bible informs.
首先呢，就是圣经它是有组织的。
The book of Hebrews opens by saying God, He spoke to, spoke to us by His Son.
这个圣经用希伯来文写的，这个里面开篇呢就讲到，耶稣是上帝的儿子。
When I open the Bible and open my heart to God,
当我打开圣经，就等于打开了上帝的心灵。
God opens His mouth and speaks to me as well from His Word.
然后这个圣经里头打开圣经呢，就是上帝就开口向我说他的话语。
And the Holy Spirit teaches me.
然后圣灵呢就教导了我们。
The Bible speaks to today.
圣经一直到了今天。
Because it's timeless in its truth.
因为它是那个时间它是永恒的，而且它是真理。
It tells us the truth.
圣经讲述了真理。
And God's word is always relevant.
然后上帝的话语永远是和我们生命有关的。
Oftentimes I'm asked the question, how does God want me to live?
我常常就是提起这样一个问题。
And I simply say,
天父希望我们怎么样生活。
I simply respond by saying, He wants us to live by studying His word in order that we might not sin against Him.
这个答案就是说我们应该按照天父那么生活，按照他的话语去做。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
就是这样呢，就是说我就不会再犯罪，我就是永远跟随主。
That's the truth of the Bible. That's the information it offers to us.
这是圣经的真理，这是圣经传递给我们的信息。
Secondly, the Bible transforms us. First of all, the Bible offers usinformation, and secondly, it transforms us.
就刚才讲的是圣经给我们信息。第二呢，我们也讲到圣经是可以转换。
In Romans, the 8th chapter, the passage tells us that God's goal is that we become conformed and like Him.
罗马书里面提到， 耶稣呢就是圣经是可以改变我们转变我们
His son lived a perfect life
就说天父的儿子他过了一种完美的生活
And thus is a great example for us to follow
这是一个对我们来讲是完美的榜样
And that is the heart of the word of God as it instructs us to be more and more like him
然后我们学的圣经就可以使我们越来越像耶稣
A number of years ago I had the privilege of going back to the hometown where I was born and raised in
他说几年以前呢我有特权就是回到我出生和成长的小城
My dad had been a minister in that town for well over 65 years
我爸爸在那边做牧师做了65年
He was well known by almost everybody
那个小城所有的人都认识他
As a matter of fact, when I was growing up and as a kid and I would go into a grocery store, I would hear young kids call across the aisles, Hi, Uncle Joe, that's how he was known.
他到那个商店那个杂货店去买东西的时候那些小孩隔了老远就会叫他爸爸那个九大叔他的爸爸 first name 叫 Joe.
I was proud of the testimony that my dad had with the people of the community.
他说我非常为我父亲非常感到骄傲他在他那个社区里头他呢是一个非常好的见证
This last summer in August I went back to my high school reunion which was the 55th reunion
去年八月我就刚过去的八月我回到我那个高中我们高中同学聚会55年的聚会毕业55年
It was an interesting time because when I left as a 17-year-old boy I have never been back to that town since then.
我十七岁离开那个我出生的小城以后，那么多年我从来都没有回去过，这是第一次回去。
And as I went to this gathering of young of men and women who had graduated with me from high school, I kept hearing them say this little phrase.
当我回到他们这波人，就是我们一起从小就是在上高中那波人的时候，我不断听到他们在这么说。
You are so much like your dad.
你是如此像你的爸爸，长得太像了。
Boy, I can't believe you look like him, you speak like him, you do the same things that he did.
然后他们说，不但你长得像你爸爸，你说话像你爸爸，你做的事情也完全像你爸爸。
What has happened in my life of growing up in my family?
他说，我的生命成长中和我的家庭是如此紧密。
I took on the image of my dad.
我然后就完全承继了我爸爸的形象。
The things my dad used to say, the way he preached, the things that he would do, I do a lot of those things just like him.
就像我爸爸那时候说的话、传的道、那个行为处事，我现在跟他基本上都是一样的。
And that's exactly what the Bible is about. It wants to help transform us to be like Jesus.
这个就是圣经要做的事情他要把我们就是转换成什么呢转换成圣经里面讲到的耶稣的所有这些行为方式和为人处事
So that our conversation with other people and our actions with other people will be a reflection of what the Bible has taught us
所以我们平时待人接物和人处事的时候呢就是应该要像圣经教导我们的那样反映出那些圣经里头教导我们的话来
The Bible is God's written word that gives us understanding of how God wants us to live and to be like Him.
圣经呢，刚才讲过是耶稣的写下来的话语，他希望我们通过圣经教导我们如何行为处事像他一样。
The Bible is full of information.
圣经充满了信息。
And the Bible is going to transform our lives to be more like Him.
然后圣经呢会转换把我们的人生我们的生活转换成和耶稣一样
Let me say the transformation the information and the transformation that takes place is more than facts
他说那个信息和转换呢比那个事实来得更多
It is spiritual truth
这个是什么那个他说这个圣灵的一种事实
When we understand the BibleWe are changed to become more like Christ.
当我们不断读圣经的话，我们就会变得越来越像耶稣。
You remember the story of the man in the Bible who had a withered hand?
大家是不是记得圣经里头
a shriveled hand? That's another word.
啊，啊，手会哭啊。啊，手会干枯啊！他讲到一个人手会干枯，他说圣经里头。
It is interesting in that story that Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand."
然后很有意思的是，圣经里面耶稣对这个人说，伸出你的手来。
But the man couldn't do that because his hand was so withered.
那个人无法做到，因为他的手完全是枯萎了，萎缩的。
In all of his life, he was never able to do that until Jesus' command was, "Stretch out your hand."
他这一生从来没有办法把手伸出来，直到这一时刻，耶稣让他把手伸出来。
And when Jesus spoke truth, he was able to do that, stretch out his hand.
因为是耶稣说的是真理，所以他的手就果然能伸出来了。
All we need to do is love and honor the Word of God.
我们所应该做的就是爱主，然后实现他的话语。
Trust it and obey it.
相信耶稣的话，然后呢要就是要做到耶稣的话。
And I promise you that God will do wonderful things.
然后我向你们保证，耶稣会做出很大的神迹来。
All right, we looked at the first simple point. The Bible is informative. We looked at the second. The Bible transforms. Let's look at the third. The Bible motivates.
就是我们刚才讲了两点。第一，圣经是有很多信息的。它是成文的。第二呢，圣经会转换我们的人生。现在我们讲第三点，圣经是如何可以激励我们。
I love the words that are found in the Psalms.
他说我在很喜欢那个圣经里面提到的一个词。
In one of the Psalms, the 40th Psalm, we have these words: "I desire to do Your will, O God."
他说在诗篇里面有一句讲到 "We desire what?"
I desire to do Your will, O God.
OK, 诗篇里面有一句讲到，就是我愿意按照你耶稣的那个指示。
Your word is within my heart.
你的话语在我的心里。
God wants us to be motivated by His word that is in our hearts and lives.
上帝愿意把我们心里已经存在的耶稣的话语呢，来激励我们。
What is it then that motivates us to read and study God's word?
我们学读上帝的圣经，听上帝的话，是如何来激励我们呢？
Let me suggest a couple things to you.
我来给大家建议几件事情。
Because we love Him, we then desire to be in the word.
我们因为爱耶稣，所以我们呢就有这个愿望，要按照他的话语去做。
What we do as believers is important.
我们做什么对我们信仰耶稣的人来讲是很重要的。
But why we do it is also important.
但是我们为什么要按照神的话语去做也是非常重要的。
The more we know about Jesus, the more we love him.
我们越了解基督，耶稣基督，我们越爱他。
It's a spiritual chain reaction.
这个是一个圣灵的像链条一样的这个行为。
We desire to be motivated by God because He loved us so much.
我们被造的时候呢，就是按照上帝的形象造的，所以我们来爱他。
Well, let me conclude.
我现在来总结一下。
You may be thinking, but that means that I must spend time every day reading the Bible and learning from it.
你有没有想过我们每天要花一定的时间去读圣经
Precisely. That's exactly what I mean.
然后就是说我是很精确的来讲，这就是我想要求大家做的。
It must become a daily discipline.
这个是我们每天应该自律的一件事情。
Let me compare it to this. It's like taking a shower and eating meals.
读圣经就和我们每天要洗澡，每天要吃饭一样的。
You see, the word cleanses us.
天父的话语洁净我们。
The word feeds us.
这个圣经里的话呢，喂饱我们。
And it's all about exercise.
所以这一切都是要我们要不断的去实践，就是我们要不断念圣经，然后按照圣经的话去做。
See how practical it is?
你看这是多么实际的一件事情。
All these things develop our spiritual attitudes.
所以这些事情呢，会改变我们属灵的那个行为。
And help us make us strong in the Lord.
然后使我们更加就是坚强，更加忠实。
My dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you in closing to read your Bible carefully.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我再次来这里鼓励大家，我们要好好的读我们的圣经。
Meditate on it.
然后要好好的就是从圣经里面学习。
Pray to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
然后从圣灵的光里面得到教育。
And read systematically.Every day.
每天有系统的读圣经。
Well, there's one more thing that I want to say.
还有一件事我想跟大家说。
The Lord will guide you to apply His word to your life.
天父会指引我们如何去按照他的话语行事。
Through information, transformation, motivation.
通过什么方法呢？通过我们刚才讲的，就是圣经里充满了信息，圣经会转换我们，圣经会激励我们。
The Bible helps us to understand how we should live our Christian life.
圣经会告诉我们，教导我们，我们如何过一个基督徒该过的生活。
God bless you as the Bible becomes the most influential book in your life.
上帝保佑你们，愿圣经成为影响你们人生最重要的一本书。
Thank you.
谢谢。